What is a disciple of Jesus? The answer might surprise you. With nominal Christianity on the rise in our culture today, we know that the in-name Christian only, the one who says that they believe, do not live out the commands of Scripture like take up your cross daily or gathering with the saints or loving one another, you know, the church body. The one that doesn't truly follow Jesus but is more of a fan of Jesus. They may only know just a fraction of what he taught but say that they've been a Christian for a really long time. You see, because of nominal Christians, true disciples of Jesus must be defined. And so here is what a true disciple is. The word there is mathetes. It's a Greek word. It means learner. So in essence, a disciple is one who actually embraces wholeheartedly the teachings of their teacher. Therefore, in Jesus' case, since he is God in the flesh, a true disciple is one who knows, trusts, and worships him. And that is lived out in both our private and public lives. Our faith in Christ is personal but not private. Now, let me ask you this. How can someone who doesn't know what he's taught, doesn't obediently trust what he's commanded and taught them to do, nor doesn't worship him along with the saints, be his disciple? This is why Jesus says in Matthew 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." You see, a true disciple will live into what they are called to. We're called to gather. We're called to love one another. We're called to forgive one another. We're called to carry one another's burdens. We're called to proclaim his excellencies. We're called to take up our cross and follow him daily. That's what a true disciple of Jesus does. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.